we received what we would symbolize as the one of the key milestone in our democratic processes upon receiving the ballot papers for the 2024 presidential and national assembly elections that are scheduled to take place in November. And these were escorted to the ECN storage in the capital of Windhoek. And they are under the watch of the Namibian Police Force. We have started with the packaging and the distribution of the ballot papers for voting abroad. And these ballot papers will be dispatched along with other election materials to all 35 Namibian diplomatic missions abroad, with the assistance of the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation.
Are political parties who will be participating in this election satisfied with the processes so far, including observing the printing of the ballot papers?
You know, it's politics, and politics and democracy are two different things, but then they coincide. Yes, some have expressed dissatisfaction, but as a commission, you know, we have tried from the word go to involve them in all our material tasks. And they have been part and parcel of the decisions that the commission have so far taken.
In terms of bringing them along, have you addressed their specific concerns regarding the transparency of the election and the processes leading to it? Because some are expressing concern that if these issues are not addressed, it will even undermine the credibility of the elections that the Electoral Commission of Namibia is trying to administer.
Yes, we have addressed these issues. The first issue is they wanted to observe the production of ballot papers. So the commission then extended an invitation to all representatives of registered political parties to go to South Africa, Joburg, and where they were observing the production of the ballot papers. And the commission incurred or resorted to cover all the costs involved in the traveling, accommodation, and meals. Now, when the ballot boxes or ballot papers production was completed, the members of PLC have also requested to put their seal on the packaging of the ballot paper to ensure that indeed they are not tampered or the packaging is not tampered with. And that was allowed. We allowed them, they put their seals. So when the ballot papers arrived yesterday, because they arrived through cargo, and they arrived in the delegates them came through with the passenger planes. So when they arrived, they inspected to ensure that their seals were not tampered with. And then thereafter, they also observed the loading of the ballot papers onto the trucks where they were transported to the warehouse where they are stored, and under the watch of the political parties